Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, I was calling. What are you exactly customer service for?
Oh, I represent about 400 different online products with companies. I'm a third-party customer service representative. So I'm not sure. Is somebody charging you?
Yes, so that's why I'm trying to find out what I'm getting charged for.
Okay, let's see if we can locate an account for you to see who is charging you and why. Could we start with your zip code, please?
77530.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Kathy Sells.
Thank you. I did locate an account. Could you verify your address, please?
912½ Woodland Street, number A, Channel View, Texas, 77530.
Thank you. I'm waiting on that to come up for us. It's taking just a second this morning. Okay, here it comes. Sorry about that. Yes, ma'am, it does look like it was for someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win. It looks like a KitchenAid mixer, and they paid $5.74 to be entered into the drawing. When that happened, I do see that drawing was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club. It's a shopping membership. I see they charged you $56.95. It is a monthly charge. You would get a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from our online store. Are you wanting to keep that monthly?
No, I didn't sign up for that.
Oh, you didn't enter the sweepstakes for the KitchenAid mixer?
No, I did not.
Okay. So this is definitely fraud on your account then, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we do take fraud very seriously. We'll work with your local authorities, provide them with the IP address of the device that was used to make the purchase and have them open an investigation. But I'm going to go ahead and see which fraud supervisor will be available to take your call for me. And I'm asking that now. And it'll take just a second to find us one. While we're waiting, I'm going to update your account and let them know you never entered a drawing for a KitchenAid mixer whatsoever. So it'll take me just a second to make sure everything updates, and then we'll find you that supervisor once they're ready to take our call.
Okay.
Okay, I'm still waiting. It shouldn't be much longer, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, yes, and I think we might have one ready. I just went ahead and let them know in the note that I canceled your account to stop all future charges for us, effective immediately also.
Okay, what about the charges that are already on there?
Oh, the fraud department's going to help you with those, ma'am. I'm just waiting
Okay.
to get you a fraud supervisor now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. They don't let me do it, unfortunately. So we're going to get you somebody who can.
Okay.
Okay, and I've got that for us here. I think we might have a supervisor now. Let's see who it's going to be for us. Okay, yes, ma'am. And let's see. Her name is Secret, and I'm going to transfer you over to her now. She's going to be able to help you further. And I'm going to transfer. You're welcome. I'm transferring you to Secret now. Just please remain on the line. She'll be right there to help you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service. Transferring you to fraud department now. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, ma'am.